Chapter 19. Carmen's Goodbye. The back seat of the Jeep was now almost full with packages of cocaine. Louis and Tony went back into the building to collect the final load. While they were inside, Roberto returned. Driving his car up to the house, he saw Jose lying on the ground, and then Louis and Tony coming out of the building, their arms full of packages. Roberto got out of the car and ran towards the building, his gun in his hand.
"You killed my brother!" Roberto shouted. "You're a dead man, Louis!"
And he pointed his gun towards Louis and fired. Tony immediately dropped the packages he was carrying and ran and hid behind the Jeep. Louis quickly threw himself on the ground beside Tony before the bullet from Roberto's gun went flying past. Louis took the gun from his pocket, pointed it straight at Roberto, and fired. Fortunately for Louis, the gun worked this time. Roberto screamed and fell over. Louis came from behind the Jeep and went over to Roberto, who lay dead on the ground. Louis and Tony went back to the Jeep and got in. Just as they were about to drive off, Tony saw Carmen coming towards them.
"Wait!" he shouted to Louis. "Wait!"
"We haven't got time to wait," Louis shouted back. "Jose's men will be coming back from the fields any second."
"Then you'll have to go without me," said Tony. He jumped out of the Jeep and ran up to Carmen, happy to see her again.
"Tony, take this," Carmen said, giving him a parcel. "I repaired the parachute. Go on, take it."
"Get in the Jeep!" Louis shouted. "Come on, let's go!"
"Where are you going, Tony?" asked Carmen.
"Louis is forcing me to fly him over the Gulf of Mexico. He's making a drop," Tony said quietly.
"Don't say anything, Carmen. He's got a gun, and he'll use it."
"Tony, if you're flying over the Gulf of Mexico, maybe that's your chance to use the parachute," Carmen said excitedly.
She pushed the parcel into Tony's hands and kissed his cheek.
"Good luck, Tony," she said. "I hope you get home safely. Maybe one day you'll come back and see me."
"I will," promised Tony. "I will." Tony watched Carmen for a moment as she started to walk slowly back towards the mountain. Then he got into the Jeep next to Louis, the parcel beside him, just as a car arrived with two of Jose's men returning from the fields. Seeing Jose lying on the ground, one of the men jumped out of the car and ran over to him. He called out something to Louis, but Louis pretended that he didn't hear him and started to drive away. At that moment, the man sitting in the driver's seat of the car drove up in front of Louis. Louis had to stop suddenly.
"Louis, what happened to Jose?"
shouted the man standing next to Jose.
"I found him like that," Louis lied. "I was just going for help when you came along."
"What's all that in the Jeep?" the man asked. "And what are you doing here anyway? You're supposed to be in Peru."
The man pulled out a gun.
"Get out of the Jeep, Louis."
"You're making a mistake," said Louis, smiling unpleasantly. "Jose told me not to go to Peru. He told me to take all the cocaine and make a drop over the fishing boats." "You're a liar," said a voice from behind.
Everyone looked round and saw Jose standing there, a deep cut on his head.
"He tried to kill me," Jose said.
Jose had Fernando's rifle in his hands.
"What an idiot you are, Louis. Fernando always had plenty of bullets in his rifle. You should have shot me when you had the opportunity, because now I'm going to kill you and your friend Tony."
"Stop!"
someone shouted.
"Stop!"
It was Carmen, who was running towards Jose. She had heard the noise and had returned to see what was happening. Tony ran forward, pushing Carmen away.
"No, Carmen," he shouted. "You'll be killed!"
Jose's attention was distracted for a moment, and Tony managed to take the rifle from him. Jose's man ran towards Carmen and Tony, while the man driving the car got out to help his friend. They had their backs to Louis. Louis pointed the gun at them, fired twice very quickly, and shot them dead. With none of his men to protect him, Jose was frightened that Louis would kill him too, and he started to run towards the car. Louis pointed the gun at him, but Carmen ran up and stopped him.
"There's been enough killing," she shouted. "Let him go."
Jose jumped into the car and drove off at full speed. Louis knew that if he followed Jose, he would be late making the drop and that the fishing boats wouldn't wait.
"Get into the Jeep, Tony," he said.
Tony was holding Carmen in his arms. "I'm not going with you," he said to Louis. Louis jumped out of the Jeep, took hold of Carmen, and put his gun to her head.
If you don't want me to shoot her, get in the jeep, he told Tony.
Tony got into the jeep and Louis got in after him.
What's that?
Louis asked, pointing to the parcel lying beside Tony. It's a present from Carmen, said Tony. Louis laughed.
Ha ha ha! She likes you, eh?
Yes, she likes me, said Tony. He turned and looked at Carmen, who was waving goodbye.
I'll come back for you, Carmen! I promise!
He shouted. Louis started the jeep, and they drove off.